Today's question is about exercise. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. We're filming at the Bird Sanctuary today with the turkeys, the wild turkeys. And today's question comes to us from Cheryl from via email. And she says, Melissa, do we always have to feel stressed about getting our exercise in? Is doing your form of yoga enough for what they call doing exercise 3 times a week? I'm so confused and stressed on what to do in my life that I freeze and don't do anything. I just want to understand what to do. Cheryl. So I think this is a great question. And I think oftentimes there's so much information out there that we do get paralyzed. We don't know what to do. So I'm going to link to a lot of blog posts that I've done in the past in this blog post. So what happens is that in the style of yoga that I teach, we work on our strength, we work on our flexibility, we work on our balance, and our long holds work on endurance of strength, flexibility, and balance. But the missing component most times in my yoga is cardiovascular fitness. So you do need to do something for cardiovascular fitness. So one of my favorite quotes is, you can't outrun your fork. And so that is why I started doing Thirsty Thursdays, because I actually believe that research is now showing that what we put in our mouth is more important than exercise. And healthy eating is so much fun these days. You can eat whole foods, connecting with plants, and it feels amazing in your body. And I'm actually going to be doing more videos on this in the near future, because I get so many questions about diets and eating and nurturing your body with nourishing foods. It can be a whole other yoga practice, and one that I think that we need to tune into as yogis, rather than looking to external sources and experts. We need to tune into our own internal wisdom and listen to what our bodies need, just like we do in our yoga practice. So you can start listening to how your body responds to food and responding to your body's needs, and this can become your own yoga practice on food. So I did do a blog post before about the relationship between food and exercise, and it's called How the Food We Eat is More Important Than Exercise. And I did another one about, is yoga enough exercise for my body, or should I do something else too? And I'll link to that in the show notes. And I did one on balancing yoga with cardio, and one on where people ask me questions about what do I do to stay in shape. So this is definitely a hot topic with lots to consider, and I am going to keep blogging about it. So thanks for a great question, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on how you balance exercise and diet and yoga. So leave your comments below.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.